It's a Riggs and Allie Rewind. You know, in case you missed it the first time.
Gibbons, are you okay? Is everything all right? Are you okay?
I'm all right, I think, but I am terrified. All right, little backstory. I have had stomach issues like my entire life. I was like lactose intolerant for a couple of years. I've just always
For a couple of years, that's a thing?
From when I was 7 until about 9, I just couldn't
drink. How do you know it stopped?
Because I tried milk and I was able to drink it and everything was fine.
If we just found out the problem in the first 10 seconds of this break, I swear to God.
Lactose intolerant
still? No, he just started drinking. He like just decided he was okay, but he's still been pooping his whole life. Are you putting this together, Riggs?
Yes, I am. Well, Gibbons is sick a lot.
Yes.
A lot.
Yes, entirely too
sick,
much.
And when you're sick, you are sick for like three or four days.
Yeah.
So yesterday, actually about a week and a half ago, I said, all right, I'm going to go get a doctor, but I have to find a doctor. And Allie goes, dude, it'll take you 30 seconds. Go online right now and find a doctor.
Correct. Yeah.
And sure, I almost just cursed. My God. Sure as anything, I swear to God, that almost came out again. I find a doctor in 10 seconds. Yeah. I make the appointment. I go into the appointment with a GI doctor and I tell him, dude, I got these issues. And he goes, well, what's your family history? And I tell him my extensive family history with stomach and issues in that area.
Yeah.
And then he feels around my tummy a little bit. And the doctor tells me the news.
A GI doctor's a gastrointestinal doctor.
Yeah. So they figure out all of your belly issues. He gives me the news. Says, all right, Ryan, you're probably not going to like this, but...
Okay, I think I know where this is going.
We've got to take cameras and put them places. You need to get a colonoscopy and an endoscopy, like, ASAP.
Ooh, okay. You got to get it from both ends.
Two in one. So the doctor goes, okay, we can do it this coming Monday, or we can do it in a couple of weeks. And the slacker me wanted to go, a couple of weeks, I'll just wait and I'll feel better.
No.
I went, no, dude, I got to book it for Monday, like Monday morning, first thing.
Yes.
So... my life is changing because come Monday morning at 8 a.m.
Oh, God, you're going to be alone, Riggs.
I told him that yesterday.
Somebody's alone.
Yeah.
Dude, I have...
Your sickness is a pain in our ass. I just want to point that out.
Well,
you don't get this taken care of, dude. I'm glad you're going.
I think I speak for both of us when I'm glad that you're going and getting something done about it. Rather than
don't
just
make
saying,
me yell next time.
I'm just sick again. I'm just sick. You know,
I'm sick for 3 days, and it's like, who poops for 3 days? You go to the doctor if that happens. You don't sit at home and not go to the doctor.
Yes.
So now that I've been a pain in your guys' ass so much, I'm about to have a pain in my own. Thank you very much, and Monday is going to be interesting.
I've had a colonoscopy. First of all, I woke up high as a kite. It was great.
That's what I'm kind of looking forward to.
The only thing that you're not going to like is the drinking the stuff before.
That's right.
Yeah,
that stuff you have to drink.
You're not even going to know. It's going to be done in no time.
Is it similar to the stuff you have to drink before you get like a CAT scan or anything like that?
I've never drank that, but it's disgusting. Like, you're going to gag.
Yeah.
And then I remember when I got mine, when I was having issues, I was in the hospital, I was having all this stomach bleeding, and they didn't know why, and they did it. And I remember they came in at the end and were like, oh, you haven't been putting your Crystal Light in it? And I'm like, I've been drinking something that tastes like oil that I could have had Crystal Light in. I was furious.
You could have flavored it.
I was done with the whole thing, and I had like choked it all down. And there's a lot of it. A lot.
Yeah, they're like, you got to drink 8 ounces of this fluid every 2 hours.
And then
for
you're
going
to go
days.
To the bathroom nonstop.
Yep. Yeah.
And then you go in and get it done.
And then so you're figure everything out.
So they can see your insides. You have to clear it out.
You're
going to
be okay. In fact, since I'm going to be by myself, I think I'm going to call you before and after. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Hey, we can work it out in the middle of it. I mean, I'll stay awake if it's for the better of the show.
Awake. Don't do that.
I'm just not giving up any more of my vacation for this tool. I'm sorry. I'm going on vacation on Monday.
You go for it.
No, you have to
use... figure it out while I'm on vacay. I'm not stressing about your sickness. I hope you're okay, but I do want to know what the hell's wrong with you.
Amen.
What do you think it is?
I think it's either going to be IBS, it could be Crohn's, colitis, and
I agree.
Let me tell you, honest to God truth, what I am terrified of is that it's cancer, because my dad had cancer down there.
Did you WebMD this? Because that's what's going to tell you.
No,
you have colon cancer.
No, I family historyed the crap out of it, and I didn't know that. Like
cancer, calm down.
I'm just telling you my literal fears. You ask and I answer.
From pooping a lot, you think you have cancer.
No,
I'm just being clear.
No, from things that are.
Things he's saying is family's history and
talking about his experience right now.
And they're being
Like saying my aunt had breast cancer, but I don't have any breast cancer symptoms.
It's 8:42. Put your Cheerios down. Put your Cheerios down.
Yeah.
Put them down. There's other things other than just pooping a lot. Like there's things I'm bleeding a lot everywhere, and I want to get all of that. Yes.
Yes.
I'm pissed.
That's serious stuff, man.
Are you out of your damn? How long have you been bleeding?
Do you want the God's honest truth?
Yes.
Probably 2 or 3 years. If I'm 100,000% honest. Yeah.
You've been
Gibbons,
bleeding.
I want to
Why wouldn't you? Why is it taking you this long to go? You are the typical man.
Fear
that thinks that it's just something that's going to pass and you'll be fine.
For 3 years and doesn't go to a doctor.
I swear to God, and it's been the fear. I'm afraid. I have an irrational fear of doctors. I've always had this irrational fear of doctors and hospitals, and I avoid them at all costs to the detriment of myself, my career,
others?
My coworkers.
You literally screw yourself.
Yeah, and I screw the people around me. So that's why we're making progress.
Good,
we're making. God. Progress.
Can't believe for 3 years.
And that's on the low end. I mean, it's probably even been longer than that.
How do you have you not lost enough blood? I lost so much blood I was in the hospital. How are you alive? I don't get it.
I don't know.
You're just saying it's just a little bit here and there, and you're thinking, oh, it just happened.
No,
okay.
No, there's times where it's quite a bit. And
you didn't go immediately. Oh, Gibbons, I want to shake you. I'm so glad you're going now. Yeah. I know, I'm supposed to say I'm glad you're going now, but I want to slap you right now for being so.
Well, no, we're glad you're going now. Yes, you're getting it taken care of. Don't be afraid of it.
Don't be stupid, you moron. Yes. When you have bleeding from your body, no matter where it is, you go to a doctor, people, if it's going on for years. That's crazy.
Especially from your body, from your intestines.
You don't take care of yourself at all.
No, and I'm 2019 is the year of health for Gibbons, and it's starting
a
little early.
On December 10th. Cut the crap, dude. Your stomach's bleeding. You don't have time to wait 2 weeks to get healthy. What's wrong, Gibbons?
He's getting his GI. He's getting a colonoscopy and an endoscopy on Monday.
Thank you, mother.
Gosh.
I love dad. That's sick to listen to your mother, bitch. Just God.
Seriously.
Well, mom just found out, okay?
2 years.
3!
Yeah, and that's probably on the low end, honestly.
I'm speechless. I have nothing else to say. You're ridiculous, man.
Riggs and Allie.
It's Riggs and Allie.
Weekday mornings and always on demand at 103.7kissfm.com.